Hi, everybody. It's Tony from the STF podcast. I know you don't really care because I'm the least favorite person on this podcast.
For Shizzle,
I'm the best. Shizzle.
Yeah,
Colin's shut up, the Colin, best. You little bitch.
But we have a special guest today. He's a black guy.
Ooh,
so we now officially have the most diverse podcast on the history of the internet.
Are we, though?
Yeah. Do you know any other podcast that has two Hispanic people, a ginger, a Brit, a Polish-American girl, a German guy who knows no German at all, and a black guy?
Wait, we have a German guy that knows no German at all?
Tom.
I'm German.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I didn't see you with your Hitler Youth knife, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot at home.
No, you can't do that, Tony. You can't leave that at home.
Oh, all right, I'll go grab it.
It's bad practice.
Don't leave the house without it.
Oh, all right, let's just introduce ourselves because we just, you know.
YOLO.
I mean, YOLO, right? Okay, yeah. So I'm Michael. He's Tom.
Okay, I'm Tom.
Tom's the British guy. Tom's the only popular person on the podcast.
I know, seriously. Aww. Okay, let's. Before we talk about that, let's just.
Oh, why do we have to talk about that? We talk about that
no,
too
we're
much.
Going to.
Fine.
Okay, we got Colton.
I got too much swag for this.
Shut up.
Yeah, so do you a favor. I'm loaning you my swag.
Whatever. Anyway, we got Tony.
Nah, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, whatever.
Get those beautiful buns over here.
My swag is drowning in the
oh, man.
Oh, and also, we got our special guest, which is Desmond Strong. Has no relations with Tara Strong.
Oh, beep that out.
No relations with Tara Strong. I wish, though.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
No full names.
Dude, I would totally ask you to give her my number.
I would I would say she's a popular girl. She don't have time for nobody.
Oh.
Oh, rejected.
I know, seriously? You just broke my heart, bro. Now I'm going to have to kill you.
Well, not yet. Well, you have to get here in St. Louis first, which you can't stop by.
Not unless a hurricane comes in first.
I guess so.
Why would...
Anyway, besides all the conundrums, let's get it over with. Yes, we do have a black guy in the podcast.
Ooh, scary,
yay.
Scary.
And
can
no, he is not stealing the rims off my car right now.
That was terrible.
Cut that.
I know, right?
I don't think people in New York would do that. I think they're more dangerous over in New York.
Oh, yes, it is a lot more dangerous. That's why we put wheel locks on our cars.
They're going to steal your rims and then stab you in the gut.
No, why the fuck would they steal my shitty-ass Honda Civic rims?
Sounds like London.
Oh my god.
It does sound like London, except no guns.
Actually, no, it sounds like Liverpool.
There's a lot more Ebonics. So how's everybody, since I don't know anyone?
Doing well, working, getting some monies, getting ready for RTX.
Money!
See, I wish I could go to it, but I just got a job, so I won't have money by that time.
New York Comic Con 2013.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
Everybody else is going to get drunk besides Colton and Tom.
And Tony and Emily.
What? Why can't I?
Oh, wait. Oh, no. I forgot. Colton and Emily are not coming. Tony is...
You mean
no,
Tony and Emily?
Tony and Emily. Oh, sorry, Tom. I almost mixed you up there.
Again.
We have too many people.
Yeah.
We have too many people.
Listen, Tony and Emily are not coming, which is a son of a bitch right there. Colton's too...
We're just poor. We're too poor.
Stop being so poor. Get yourself a better job.
I'm a child.
Colton's just a baby, so he can't drink. Tom?
I'll be 21 at that point, so I'm
yeah,
safe.
He'll be 21, so we can both go to a club and drink and stuff.
I'm going to be 21
Josh,
in 2 weeks.
Josh will be 21 as well.
Josh will be 21, but he will not be drinking.
Yes,
he'll
he
be
will.
Watching us being drunk.
No, he'll, he
he's
will.
He's watching us being drunk.
Josh
so
is
going to
babysit me.
Josh is going to film me and Michael getting drunk.
Just shove it down his throat.
I know, right?
It could be fun watching people be drunk. It depends if you're a funny drunk.
No, I'm a mean drunk.
Oh, that's...
That's because you're Mexican.
Whoa! We don't have to bring nationalities. And first of all, I'm not Mexican. I'm Ecuadorian. I'm
same
south
thing.
Of
yeah,
that
Tony
border.
Yeah, Tony, come on.
You're Central American.
I'm very south of that border.
You're Central American.
No, I'm not. That's Nicaragua and all that places. I'm South American.
I write some of my best stuff drunk,
so. You're South Mexican.
South Mexican.
South Mexico. Imagine everything's just named in Mexico. It's like, this is North Mexico, and all the way down there is just South Mexico.
We don't go there.
We don't go there.
Does that mean really I'm West near. Mexican?
West
yes.
Northwest.
Yes. You're very far West Mexican.
Yeah.
Then what does that make Desmond?
He's,
North Mexican.
African Mexican.
Does that make African Mexican?
African.
Ah.
No, actually, I want some American. I don't want to be African and Mexican. Come on.
Whoa, what is wrong with that? There's a lot of people who are black and Mexican.
I know.
Do they have jobs?
They're not as cool
yes.
as you are.
They...
Good point. Do they have jobs?
Wait,
yes, they
are
do.
They...
Yes,
are
they
do.
They mow my lawn and tend my gardens every day.
Isn't that your job, Michael?
While simultaneously cooking you fried chicken?
Yes.
Or else he gets the whips.
Or else they get the hose again.
Or they steal your rims and stab you.
Yeah, right off the job. You don't pay them. They're going to sell your shit. They're going to sell your shit for the one you should have paid them.
Oh, God. This podcast is going to turn very racist very soon.
Especially
with me.
That way.
I make fun of myself so much.
So, while we stop talking about ourselves, because we're egotistical maniacs...
It's our podcast. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Shut up, Colton. Let's let Desmond talk for a little while and introduce himself and tell him a little bit about himself.
He just did.
Shut up, Tony!
I
do
did,
it
though.
Better.
Well, dude, we're trying to make him feel important.
Alright, well, I'll start over again with my name. So, I'm Tony. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Desmond. And, I'm obviously African-American, for all you political people out there. Shit, what else do I like to do? I play games, obviously. I watch anime. I'll be 21 really soon, like 2 weeks soon.
How do you obviously play games?
I don't know, Tony. Don't ask me questions.
Like, do you, like, announce...
This is my
introduction.
Like,
play them
right
in
now,
public
Tony.
And be like... Look, I'm playing video games. Look at how obvious it is that I'm playing video games.
Wow, Tony. Way to be sadistic.
You can look at my screen and obviously
sadistic.
Tell I'm doing something.
What are you talking about?
See, I'm learning new vocabularies, so I'm trying to use them every way I can.
That word has nothing to do with what I was saying.
Shut up! I'm trying to edumacate myself.
Well
that's
you're
your
doing
problem.
A terrible job.
Also, I'm planning probably going back to school.
Is this like one of those word-a-day calendars and you're just going to use the word in every single sentence you use for that whole day?
Probably.
That does happen when I'm learning the word, though. When everyone
no,
learns
no,
word.
But seriously, I am planning to go back to school.
Yeah, you need to.
So, wait, go back to school or go to school for the first time?
No, I mean go back to, you know...
It goes somewhere where your teacher isn't a goat.
No. Whoa!
Oh.
Oh.
Whoa,
shout out
whoa,
to South
Tom.
Mexico.
There we go.
No, I'm going to school to do filming and editing.
Back to school.
Back to school.
You don't need to go to school for editing.
No.
Yeah, editing's
well,
free.
I like to learn.
Just practice.
Video, I understand that.
I mean, what's the fun of, you know, doing a podcast and not be able to edit, too?
Well, editing takes about... 5 minutes to learn.
Wait, hold on 1 second. We're closed, dude. We're closed. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're closed.
Yeah, we're closed.
Yeah, that's me.
I know.
I wasn't
so is that your
myself.
Idea of watching after the shop? Just tell everybody you're closed.
Shut up, you little asshole. Dude,
you know how to lock a door.
We've been closed since... Listen, we've been closed since 3 o'clock, so... I don't know why people come in here. You put a fucking close sign. You expect them to read that before they
lock
start knocking.
The door.
I do lock the goddamn
reading
door.
Reading is
obviously not.
Dude, but this happens every time. I lock the door, I put up the close sign, and they still think I'm just going to let them in.
Well, it is New York.
Yeah, well, that's true also. I'm just hoping he doesn't grab a brick and break the window.
Okay, it's not the Bronx.
Yeah, no.
It's not Liverpool.
I'm safe from that.
I feel like he's going to break the window in, walk inside menacingly, and then ask you for your help on a tool. He's not even going to hurt you.
It's not like in the Bronx.
Hey, buddy. I got a flat tire. Can you,
No, I've had this happen.
Can I call AAA?
No, well, it's not this.
Do you have any spare change?
We started banning bicycles from coming inside the store because there was this one incident that guy brought in his bicycle. No. It wasn't.
Do you have
that.
A bike
he
pump?
He was buying a part. The minute he started getting out, he broke the fucking window to the door.
Wow.
Dude, the motherfucker broke the window. It's like, oh God, are you kidding me? So we had to get a new window, and these things are not fucking cheap. We had to get a replacement window. The guy paid the whole thing. Luckily, he was loaded with cash. And from now on, I put up a sign that says, no bicycles inside the store, thank you. I even put in the bottom in Spanish, too. So if anybody was confused, they could read that sign. And they still try to bring their bicycles inside.
Should have put in any bonnets.
No bicycles.
Just tell them that you're closed.
Dude.
What's that? Is that a bicycle? Yeah, I'm sorry, we're closed.
Do you accept unicycles?
No, I don't accept anything with wheels.
Not even a car
shop? Yeah.
No, cars go in the back.
Okay, I'm bringing my boat to you.
What if
so,
you
if I brought like a hovercraft,
I would tell you to get
because there's
fuck
no
out.
Wheels. You said no wheels.
Can you fix up my pogo stick?
I also said no white people. Also.
Well, then I'll just have Desmond bring it in.
Well, he's cool because he's a brother.
I'm not coming to New York to do that, by the way.
Don't worry, Desmond. I'll pay for the trip.
I pay for the trip just so I can take
you. You're too poor
craft.
To afford RTX, but you're rich enough to send Desmond with a hovercraft just to get inside my store.
Damn right.
You motherfucking cocksucker.
You have to. You also have to think that he was also loaded enough to afford a hovercraft.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm poor, because I bought a hovercraft.
Duh.
You know how much it costs to keep that thing up?
Now, is this Tony Stark's idea of a hovercraft, or some shitty guy from China?
Some shitty guy named Tony Stark from China.
Wow. I didn't even know he was that popular in China.
That's impersonal.
Well, I mean, his toys are made there.
No, that is true.
I always have to wonder, those little Chinese people, do they get to play with the toys before they send them off, or are they sad forever?
Dude, I'm betting you right now, and just not to be an asshole, but I bet you those little slave children making those Iron Man toys, they get one little shot to play, and the guy just whips them in the hand.
Oh.
Saying geez. Something in Chinese.
They don't even know what Iron Man is, though, so.
Yeah, they do.
They know what it looks
to,
like.
Well, to them, it's Plastic Man.
Yeah, he's plastic.
Plastic Man, red and white.
I'm sure they haven't seen the movies or read the comics or anything.
It's
I mean, they're not
man.
That kept sheltered.
You're talking about children slaves.
Yeah, I don't think they're allowed to watch a movie.
I don't even think they know the word revolution.
I don't think they know the word Iron Man either, so they don't know what they're making.
Well, I don't think they speak English, so.
God damn it. Seriously, bro?
True that.
We close, son. We close. All close.
Did you just say we close, son?
We close, yes. Son.
Son!
At least I didn't say that was my uncle.
Oh, that's my uncle.
We're closed, man. That's my uncle. Get out of here.
So,
come on, brother.
Back to the topic we were talking about. How come the fucking British kid in our podcast is the most popular one out of all of us?
Because he has an accent.
Is he that goofy Euro hair?
Goofy Euro hair.
Why are
you stealing so many jokes?
What is wrong with my hair?
It's so goofy and European.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It is the accent.
It must be European, but it's not goofy.
You look like that guy who Rick rolls people every time.
Rick Astley?
Never gonna give you.
Rick Astley?
Whatever.
I'm pretty sure he was an American.
He was. No, I don't know.
Yeah, so was Boy George.
I don't even know who the hell
that
is.
Your point?
Me neither. I was watching the A-Team today, so they had him as
what? Boy George is not even in the A-Team.
He was a special guest.
No, Rick Astley was English.
No, I'm talking about the 80s one, not the new one.
Oh, okay, are you talking about the movie?
No, I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about the 1980 series.
I love that response. Boy George was an indie team.
Dude, listen. If Mr. T is not there kicking ass, I don't want to watch it.
True.
I'm following Rick Astley.
Hey, I got first place.
Now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's going to Rickroll you in like 10 seconds.
He does that to every follower, I bet. He's got a new single out.
But seriously, Tom, how do you do it?
Tom's dead.
I got lucky on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we saw your video about it. Let's talk about that video.
That game is based on my life.
It
no,
is.
That game is not based on your life. You're too southern to get that many girls.
What?
Maybe you get your sister, but that's it.
That's too far.
Got
that?
Nope, got one chuckle.
That's too far.
So, I started playing Halo 1 again.
Which one? The anniversary edition?
No, the original on PC.
Oh, you got
PC's the best. Okay, well, you see, I did legitimately buy it, but then I was too lazy to go grab the disc, so I just pirated it.
Oh my god.
But I did legitimately play it for like 5 years.
Dude, who remembers their first time with Halo? Like, the original Halo CE?
I do.
I do.
I remember like it was yesterday.
Alright, tell me, what was your experience?
Hello.
It was the first time I'd ever touched an Xbox.
Really?
My friend and I, one of his other friends came over, and he just brought this big hunkin'-ass piece of plastic over, and we're like, what's that? He's like, this is an Xbox. I was like, what?
That's what Xbox looks like?
We started playing Morrowind, and then he's like...
What the fuck is Morrowind?
Elder Scrolls.
It's Elder Scrolls.
Oh,
but he's like, all right, let's play some multiplayer. So he pops in Halo, and I was like, oh my god. Oh my god, I'm playing Halo! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
And then you never saw your friends again after that, Jesus. That's
like a cool person.
What about you, Tom? It must have been hard to get a copy of Halo in Britain.
Why would it be hard? It was quite easy, actually.
Nope.
I don't remember the first time I played it, but I remember playing it. I can't remember exactly the first moment, but I vaguely remember it.
I never had an Xbox, the original Xbox.
Colt, and when Halo 1 came out, you were still in the womb.
I was 6.
Wow,
I had
that is a baby Colt.
I had a PlayStation 1.
Aw, best system ever made.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4.
Best oh, baby.
I had, I had a PlayStation 2.
Yeah,
all
still
I
my
did
PlayStation.
Was... Dude, all I did with my PlayStation 2 was play Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, the Budokai games, those are fun.
Yeah, they are fun.
They are pretty good.
I remember my first experience with Halo was this. This was like 2 months after I bought a used Xbox from what used to be the EB Games here, now it's GameStop, and. I saw everybody was playing this game called Halo. It's like, what the hell is this game? So I told my mom, pretty please, can I get this game? I won't bug you for anything else in the whole wide world. And so after pleading and nagging, I got the game finally. Or was it my brother who did it? I don't remember. But I just remember the first time me and my brother played Halo. It's like, oh, dude. This is going to change everything.
Sorry, wait. You said you remember it very well, but you didn't know if it was you or Josh that did it. I don't get it.
I don't know if it was either me. I don't remember if it was me she got it for or was it for Joshua, but I didn't really care. All I remember was the first time me and Joshua ever played Halo and realizing this game will revolutionize gaming for the rest of our lives.
True.
Yeah, it did.
Although... I think Half-Life 2 was more influential.
Who gives a shit about Half-Life 2?
I
don't give a shit about it anymore.
Team Fortress 2.
They didn't release Half-Life 3.
Not yet.
Team Fortress 2.
Not yet.
I remember my first experience with Halo. I never had an Xbox either. I had to go to Mississippi. Like, my cousins in Mississippi, they all had an Xbox for whatever reason. Except for me. So I had, whenever I went down there, it was like a 5-hour drive to see my grandparents. Whenever I went down there, that was the only time I ever played Halo. But it was like really freaking cool. It was the first time I had ever really played like a game for story because it was so cool. But it was also the first time my friends killed me for fun because they could do it. And that's pretty much all I remember.
And not call themselves racist.
What?
Yeah, you couldn't burn any cross.
No, no, you couldn't.
Any crosses in Halo 1.
I think there's a mod for that.
I'm pretty sure there's a mod for that.
I think there's a mod for that in Minecraft also.
I would just put a mod for that in every game. Far Cry 3, burn a cross.
Dead Space 3,
it's
a cross.
It's the triple K pack,
it.
I think.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I found the source. Want to put it in the link dump?
Does it come with that white hood mask?
That's pre-order only.
Does it come with
DLC.
That cool double-action shotgun?
Oh, I found a whip. That's pre-order only, too. Damn it. No, that would be a terrible pre-order bonus. Oh, fucking white hood.
But all the KKK would have such a hard-on.
Oh, they would. They'd flock.
They're probably the ones that developed it.
Probably.
Oh,
we lost Tom.
Oh, no.
Keep going anyway. Well, until Tom comes back with his connection problems.
Oh, shit, I'm making all sorts of noise.
That's okay.
So, do you do anything else besides, what's it called? Besides gaming and being just yourself?
I watch anime. I'm working. I'm going to go back to school in the summer to do videography major.
Oh, nice. Wait, where do you work at now?
Incredible Pizza Company.
Oh, God, I have so many jokes for that right now, but I don't want to say them.
Please don't. I just started. But yeah, I got money for that and whatnot.
Phil, no.
So I'm going for
I'll call him back.
I'm going for a videography major back to school in the summer. I'm also taking an animation class because I'm talking with another group of friends about they can all draw and they want me to animate, so I gotta learn that at some point too.
Mm.
That's pretty much it. Work, games, anime, and then watching stuff on animation. That's pretty much all I'm doing.
Oh, so what kind of animes
are
we
adding Tom back in?
Yeah, I'm adding him in.
Okay.
But let's get back to Desmond, because he's the most important part of our group right now.
True.
All right, so what kind of animes you watch?
All types. It actually just depends on if it grits me or not. It's mostly about story for me. If I like the story, all right,
I'm going to throw you a couple. All
right.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Yep.
Wait, original or Brotherhood?
Both. I've seen them both.
I've seen part of the original, but I picked it up on Brotherhood.
No, listen, you gotta watch both of them. But in seriousness, out of the both of them series, I like Brotherhood more than the original.
Well, the Brotherhood is the
I say because
Brotherhood's the real story.
It follows the manga.
Well, Brotherhood has a rich rich story, and also it's true to the manga itself.
Yeah, Brotherhood was much better.
Yeah. Alright, here's another one. Trigun.
Oh, who hasn't seen Trigun?
Oh, that's true.
I haven't.
Oh my god, Tony. Well,
Tony, that's because you're a sad, pitiful man.
Sign out. You're not part of this podcast
anymore.
No.
Sorry, you've been replaced, Tony.
That's okay. Don't watch anime.
You're the guest now.
I'm with Tom.
But you're British. It's not a British thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not a British thing to watch anime.
Good, I'm excused. Fine. Thank fuck.
Alright, what about, let's see, Joshua got me watching, what's it called, Sergeant Frog.
Oh, sounds man, like I watched the episodes of that because I have a friend that comes in from Washington, Missouri, and she loves that show to death, and she makes us watch it. I've seen a few episodes. It's alright.
Let me see, what else have I watched that Joshua's introduced me to?
Porn.
I finished watching Samurai Champloo.
I own that box set.
Oh, let me see. I'm starting to watch... What's that series called? Cowboy Bebop.
You're just now starting?
I used to watch that all the time.
That show's fantastic.
Dude, I remember watching back in when I was young. I watched in Adult Swim, Lupe the Third.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Oh, that was good. I didn't even understand most of the stuff that guy said, and I thought it was pretty cool. I
do anime fans watch a lot of anime porn? Stuff. Or is that just me thinking that?
Dude, I know some guys who watch anime, but they don't it like my brother does. Like, he watched every anime made in Earth. No, well, I'm kind of in the middle because I watch some animes I'll choose to watch because for a very long time it was just Trigun and Full Metal Alchemist. Then I just expanded my what's it called? Oh, Tom's dead.
Your brain?
Yeah, my brain exploded with happiness.
Because Tom died, right?
I guess so. I guess the queen needed him.
He's
so
too busy
badly.
Saving the queen.
You took my fucking joke.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, I've watched a whole lot. Like, I've got like Netflix and Neon Valley, so I'm pretty much watching everything.
Dude, that's the reason why I started watching animes again, because I got Netflix. It's like $8 for everything on there. Heyo.
You should check out Neon Alley though. That's a really cool site. They've got They broadcast new episodes on Neon Alley, just like new stuff that's not even on TV yet. They broadcast new stuff completely dubbed on their website, and it's $7 a month too, just like Netflix. Except it's all anime.
Wait, you being a big anime dude, I bet you you're loving about Ruby that's coming out on Rooster Teeth.
Oh, hell yeah.
Man,
you guys seen the white trailer?
I still think Ruby Red trailer is much better than the white trailer. But you know the thing?
I mean, it's two different types of characters, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, with the white trailer, it reminds me of Full Metal Alchemist a little bit.
Yeah.
With the red trailer, it reminds me of more of the action side of anime. And a hot chick with a scythe. And a 50 caliber.
True.
I mean, why not?
I know, really, yeah. What's next?
What else have I seen?
Well, next one on the list is blue, so I'm guessing...
No, it's black.
Oh, no, black, yeah, I'm sorry. So, the next one is black, so...
And then yellow.
And then, well, that's another joke on its end.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Which already, Monty already said that joke.
Yeah, it's obvious, though. Yeah, wouldn't need to say it.
Yellow's gonna be like some punk ass teenager who's like wearing stupid hats and
Yellow's gonna be a dude.
And she's just like smacking people.
No, watch Yellow be a dude.
Be some dude with like a beer hat on.
he's drunk the whole time. Oh my god, drunken martial artist. Oh, he just got awesome now.
There we go.
I just dropped everything.
He can be voiced by Jackie Chan.
Oh, there we go. Dude, if they got a hold of Jackie Chan, holy crap, Rooster Teeth is going like... Oh, man. What if we got a hold of Jackie Chan? Can we do it?
Oh, Jesus. I'm asking Colton
podcast?
Right now to talk to his agent.
I'll see what I can do.
Shadow broker him, Colton. Come on.
Yeah. Wait, what was that?
Dig up some dirt and blackmail him.
Listen, what was that little thing you guys were talking about on the... I had to turn off... Literally, I had to turn off notifications on my Facebook. Because every fucking time my phone keeps screaming, tease it. And it's like, what the fuck is he saying?
tease it.
I know. And it's just you fuckers on the group chat talking. Oh, there he goes again.
That was just me being new. Everybody was responding to everything.
I know. It's like, what did you find out? Colton about Desmond.
Nothing really. I went on his Twitter.
They gave him a stroke.
Yeah.
Is it because of his followers?
No, his background on his Twitter.
What about his background? Is it that Pokemon episode where everybody had a stroke?
No. I was afraid to watch that though. Yeah.
You were?
Like,
Why?
Was apprehensive to watch it.
Dude, I watched that. Dude, I watched that episode and I didn't have a seizure. I came out.
You can't live on the internet and be afraid to watch.
No, that's been the only thing. I don't know.
So, Two Girls and One Cop is exceptional for you, but
well, there's
Pokemon
no there's
episode...
no bright flashing lights in Two Girls and One
yeah,
Cop.
Yeah, I won't have a seizure watching that. I'll just throw up.
I'm just afraid of having a seizure. That's
exactly.
Like my one fear.
So, German porn is not it doesn't make you, you know, go crazy.
But oh, it makes me go crazy. Does. Different way, though.
Yeah, I would say it's a different kind of crazy.
No, I meant that sick German porn.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Das Pool.
Das Pool.
German porn is crazy and gross. I don't want to talk about
it. And then Eric Cartman's mom is in the background.
Oh.
No, Colton. Stop trying to get everybody to fucking press that link.
It's not even a link. You have to copy and paste.
Oh, God.
So who watched that video I put in the chat on Facebook?
The Old Spice one?
Yeah.
I did.
Is it the one with Terry Crews? Because if it's not, I'm not going to watch
it. Oh, yeah, it is. It's crazy. I found it last night. I'm just like, oh, my God. Everyone I know has to see this. I was dying. I watched the thing like 10 times in a row. I couldn't stop.
Wait, which one is it? Is it all of his moments or is it just one?
Oh, no. The video is called Super Spice Bros. 2, and it is the funniest thing ever.
I don't know. I watched a pretty funny video last night. Desmond, that guy that you posted on your Twitter... Who's like, I joined a game with this guy, and he's like super legit.
Yeah.
That Booster Buster or whatever guy?
Yeah, what about him?
I was watching one of his videos. It was like baby trolling or something like that.
Well, no. Yeah, Craig. That guy's fun.
It's like this four-year-old kid, like, trying to troll people, and he's like... He's like, man, you guys suck boobs.
Yeah. Suck boobs.
It's like, thanks,
so
man.
Your mom's got big boobs.
Dude, he can't even properly swear.
I know.
The thing is, he had a friend.
I was like, oh my god, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
The little kid had a friend in the background telling him what to say. It was the worst part.
Yeah, he's like, tell him they have big boobs. He's like, okay, you guys have big boobs.
No, tell him you got a small penis.
Yeah, that's basically how this kid was. It was really funny.
Tom, you live over there?
Yeah. I'm about to change.
Still saving
the queen. He'll be alive soon. But yeah, Tony, I watch a lot of videos.
Sort of.
Oh, there he goes.
How's the
queen saving going?
Apparently not finished yet.
Yeah,
I know, right?
It's a bastard at the moment.
Good. Must be that new herbal tea I've been hearing about. Samuel,
actually. But yeah, for anyone in here, if you haven't seen Super Spice Bros. 2, you need to watch it. And for anyone listening, you need to watch it.
There will be a link in the link dump.
Good, because it'll make your life.
Anything to say, Tom? Press 1 for no, press 2 for yes.
Nod your head.
I wanted to chime in as him, but I can't make an accent that well.
Oi, pip pip cheerio, God save the queen
and
all
that. He's gone
again,
guy.
That was horrible.
Yeah, that is horrible. That's my Australian accent.
He's back now, though.
Oi, crikey.
Nah, fuck this.
Dingo ate my baby.
You just sound like you're drunk. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what Tom is going to have to experience when he goes to New York Comic Con.
I look forward to it.
You're going
to
get molested, Tom.
I thought that was the whole reason you're going.
Yeah, exactly. To molest you.
Oh, for me? Yeah. Oh.
When did I become so lucky?
Tom's going to be my right-hand man. He's going to bring me all the chicks.
Your right hand man.
I'm getting you.
It's called a wingman.
Gonna give you hand jobs.
God damn it! So what is he, my fluffer now?
You're gonna have a lot of pussy.
I mean, if he wants to
there
be,
he goes.
And if you think he will,
he'll fluff your pillows.
No, he'll fluff something else, and it ain't pillows.
Your Garfield.
Dude, we lost Tom again. Well,
I think he said he is gonna. I think he said.
What?
Yeah, he said.
Yeah.
Well, since he can't get it to work, he's just gonna head out.
Well, we'd like to thank Tom for joining us on the podcast.
It was great. Give him a hand.
No, we don't. Screw that guy.
Okay, then.
Oh, wow. All right, let's get back to the real thing.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, record.
That was all just a run. That was the test run. All of it.
I didn't have Audacity up, you jerk.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you almost gave me a heart attack.
I'm not kidding.
Everyone is.
So, played any good games this week?
Black Ops 2.
Well, consider that as a good game, I guess.
I think it's alright. It's the one Call of Duty game that I've actually tolerated.
Did you get the new map pack for that?
Yeah.
I still gotta download mine. I get it for free, so... I haven't got a chance to download it.
I need to buy it, too. I don't have it yet. Like, I'm gonna get it at some point, but I really need to get it.
Oh, I'm gonna quote Tom on this one. I'm going now. Give the fuck up.
I'm going now. I give what? The fuck up.
Whoa, I hope he doesn't commit suicide or something.
He won't do it.
Nah, he'll have to send his audio first.
Yeah, please do.
I'm sorry, 007. We didn't mean to make fun of you.
But,
okay, who the fuck is eating?
No, that was me.
Nom, 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 nom.
Sounded like Colton again.
Why?
Nah, I was just moving.
Why do you blame me?
Because of your stupid SpongeBob picture.
Blame the ginger.
That was a good show.
No, it was a good show, but
blame the ginger?
No.
that was a great show.
We were burning down gingers left and right.
What?
Left and right?
First off.
Are you naming off streets?
Burning prices.
Colin, there's things you're going to have to learn in this life that you don't want to learn, but you know what? We're going to have to teach you the birds and the bees.
What?
What?
Alright.
See, I never learned about the birds and the bees.
Desmond, teach him about the birds and the bees.
Colton, here's all you need to know about the
what
birds
do,
and
what
bees.
What do bees and birds have
well,
in common?
They fly.
I don't know.
That's all I know.
Yes, they do.
Apparently, that's how birds and bees mate.
They just fly.
They don't mate.
They just fly around each
other.
They
can't cross-species mate.
Dude, they make a super animal, okay? It's just like Jurassic Park 4.
It'd be like a flying bee.
Exactly.
Dude, that's probably the next plot for Jurassic Park 4. Like, cross-species.
Flying bees?
Flying bees?
No, cross-species dinosaurs. Not the bees.
Yeah, I'm going to say, no, not bees. We need to go that far.
Oh, God, where's the Wicker Man when we need him?
But yeah, back on the good games, I pretty much just played... This week consisted of Halo 4, Black Ops 2, and Bioshock 2. Because I'm playing all the Bioshock games again before Infinite comes out.
Ooh.
Wait, when is Infinite supposed to come out?
I don't know. It keeps getting...
It's like the end of next month or something.
I hope so.
I just... Dude, I still got in the wrapping paper. The wrapping shrink, Dead Space 3. I haven't even got to touch that.
You haven't... what's wrong with you?
It's because I'm trying to finish Far Cry 3 first.
Far Cry 3 sucks.
Dead Space 3 is much better. I haven't played it myself yet, but I love Dead Space, and I know it doesn't suck.
I haven't finished it yet, but I think I'm pretty far. I have no idea how long it is.
Dude, have you heard of the hardcore mode that's going on, that if you die, you start all the way in the beginning?
Makes sense.
Ooh, I don't mind that.
I mean, why would you do that? What kind of sick, sadistic game does that?
Diablo 3?
Well, that's because they have the super hardcore mode where if your character dies, it dies. You have to make a new one.
You just... Really?
What?
You just explained that and said, man, who would ever make that in a game? Diablo 3? Well, that's because they're doing it.
Well, that's because they're sick sons of bitches.
Hold on a second.
Go away. We're not open.
We're closed. Don't
bring
your bike
in
here.
You want Big Fried Rice?
Hold on.
Let's listen in on what they're going about to say.
Bump this audio.
Oh? Yeah,
so,
crank it up, Colton.
So anyway, Colton, tell us about your little adventure you had for a couple weeks.
What?
You know, your little adventure with your computer.
Well, it wasn't really an adventure. As much of it was just annoying. So,
and that...
I have my laptop playing Xbox, whatever, listening to music and all that good stuff. Normal day. I go, go to put my laptop back on my desk, plug it in, and the charger, it doesn't start charging, so I check to make sure it's plugged in, So I check, like, does your charger have, like, the power brick type thing?
Mine is a Mac, so, I have two computers, so, yeah, my Toshiba has the power brick thing.
So I checked that to make sure it didn't come loose or whatever. And apparently the cord was, like, ripped in half. Yeah, somewhere between, like, between my laptop and the power brick. So.
Sounds like the work of
I don't
ninja.
Even know how, it was like a clean cut right down the middle of it.
Wow.
You sure wasn't...
Oh, it was ninjas.
You sure wasn't, you know, you, sometimes...
Sorry, Desmond, I'm not saying that word.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Saying I
got
ninja.
You. Well, you know, that is weird, though, because, like,
ninja
it's
please.
Really weird, like, when you're not looking at any sort of cords, something happens to them, like, you can leave them straight overnight. You'll wake up the next morning, they're completely tangled, like, nowhere near where you left them.
That's what happens with my headphones all the time.
Dude, I had the same problem with Colton, except mine's came out to be a motherboard problem. So...
They sliced your motherboard
in
half?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was so pissed off, I sliced it in half.
What did you do to get that?
I got a ninja sword.
He bought an HP.
No, but, so I'm using it all normal and shit, so it's like, okay, I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm going to sleep. Okay, so I wake up the next morning to check my emails and shit, and the fucking computer doesn't turn on. I was like, wow, this is weird. Did I not connect it while I was asleep? Did I forget to turn it? So I checked the power brick, the power square. It's not a brick. So I checked that. It's working fine. And so I connected to my computer, and all I see is just a dim green light. It's like, whoa, that is weird. So I tried turning on the computer and shit, you know. I removed the cover. Maybe there's some dust stuck inside of there. So I clean out all the dust that's inside the computer. No fucking, nothing works. So I had to go to Best Buy to get my computer checked. It's like, okay, you're going to have to wait 2 to 3 weeks. It's like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to be gone from the podcast and doing recording shit for 2 to 3 weeks. Man, this fucking blows.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But,
okay,
sounds
anyway.
Kind of gay.
Yeah, it was. So, anyway, I get it. I give it a Best Buy, and a week passes by, and they say, okay, your computer's all ready. It was like, wow, that's fucking quick. So, I go in the Best Buy. I tell them, listen, dude, did you figure out what was the problem? And I said it the exact same way I'm saying it right now. So he said, yeah, it looked like the motherboard fried out. It's like, does that happen often? It's like, yeah, there's so many things that could happen to a motherboard. Like it can fry out or it just goes kaputz. It's like, oh, okay. Did you figure out why the motherboard just went kaputz? It's like, it looked like it overheated and just destroyed some of the circuits. So we replaced it for you. It's like, ah, okay, thanks. And so I leave. And so when I got my computer back, I tried connecting my Elgato with my... Because I have two USB ports. I connect one with my microphone, the other with my Elgato. And now the fucking USB doesn't work. So now I have to go return it to Best Buy to get it fixed. Luckily for me, I bought a Toshiba yesterday, so... If I ever get lonely, I have my Toshiba.
What? That ending was just like, if I ever get lonely, I have Toshiba.
I have my cheap Japanese computer.
That should be like... I can't even explain what I'm thinking in my brain.
Filipino hookers?
That should be like a Valentine's Day commercial for single people.
If you get lonely,
at least I have...
you have Toshiba.
Forever alone? Toshiba's there for you.
Colin, you have any more forever alone jokes before we...
Wow. Why would I have them?
Because you're always forever alone.
I'm just going to go kill myself now.
You're going to go commit suicide?
Great job, Michael.
Well, he's Skippy the Rock, so...
Well, we'd like to thank Colton for coming on the podcast. He's going to go kill himself now.
second member to kill himself so far.
In one podcast.
Who's next?
Emily's
Tom gonna, didn't kill himself.
Emily's
he was taken up by Russians.
To the podcast and she's going to commit suicide.
Oh, no.
Then Tony and Desmond can finally embrace their love.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I can just drive 30 seconds over to his house and get hitched right there.
Can you just throw a rock towards his house and he'll be able to feel it?
Yeah, I guess. Everyone would come out.
He can tell that is Desmond calling me.
That is Desmond's rock. I feel it. I feel it right now.
Oh, baby.
You don't need Emily, Tony.
You got Desmond.
Emily who?
There we go.
You know Emily's going to listen to this podcast and is like, this motherfucker.
I know. I want her to know I'm stealing her man. Listen up, Emily. Watch out for me.
Oh, man. He's stealing my man. Well, might as well go hook up with somebody else.
And she wouldn't stop me either. She knows she can't.
It's just too much blackness.
Well, then.
And I'm fierce.
It's the black ninja in you.
No, sneaky. No, not ninja. I'm not sneaky at all. I'm way too big to be sneaky. I'm like 6'2", 230 pounds. There's no way I can be sneaky.
Holy shit. And I thought I was big. Well, actually, I am bigger than you. So.
I was going to say, Michael.
Sorry, I am still the resident big guy.
Well, as long as I have a role here, and I can just be the black guy, I'm fine with that.
Well, we could both be minorities together.
No, I just want to be the black guy.
Wow, I got shut down.
I want to be my own class.
It's like his class is minority. His subclass is black.
Yeah, there we go. That works. So Tony, you remember Halo 4 this week? That was Grip Ball was actually pretty fun. I had never actually played it that way before by like throwing the ball.
Is it still up there in matchmaking?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They've got, like, six more playlists.
Yeah, they update, like, every week, I thought.
Like, yeah, they do, but they usually just trade it out for something.
And they keep
but ever since Griffball, they've just been keeping everything.
Well, I think it's just because this Griffball is so popular that there's no reason why to get rid of it.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I never really played Griffball until, like, Tuesday. It was actually really fun, like... I decided I like holding the ball forever. Like, I won't hold the ball on my side of the court until they're all coming to kill me, then eventually run past. But, like, I love throwing that thing. I don't care if nobody can catch it. I just want to throw it across the stage. Like, Tony, I remember when we were playing with Emily, and I was, like, all the way over at the enemy side. I'm like, I was just screaming at her to throw it. I did catch it, but some dude was there to knock me back on the other side. Like, I flew all the way.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
That was
hey, when is our video supposed to come? Or, unless you're not going to release it yet.
No, I'm going to remake it.
You want to remake it?
I'm going to get a Roxio.
Dude, listen. I had that great I Believe I Can Fly moment.
What happened? Did you fly?
No. I sounded like R. Kelly for a couple minutes, though.
I believe I can fly.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I just killed Desmond.
No, I'm not dead yet. You can't kill someone on the podcast. We can kill ourselves.
Well, true.
Apparently, I have that effect with people where I can't kill myself, but everybody else can.
Someone's got to manage this podcast.
Someone's got to do it.
I got a new monitor. Oh,
who cares? Nice. I'm just kidding. What did you got again?
For my computer.
For what? Wait.
I
you
do
don't
use
a
laptop
like
dual monitor. I have a desk.
Wait, you have a
no,
desktop
I have
also?
I use my laptop pretty much as a desktop.
Then why do you need a new monitor for?
I have two monitors now. Dual monitors.
What the fuck? What do you
editing,
need two monitors
stuff
for?
Like that.
Swag.
You rich
oh,
motherfucker.
Oh, editing. That works too.
People say
I'm rich.
You're richer than me. You have two monitors.
No, Colton's only rich because he doesn't have any responsibilities yet.
Yeah, true.
I didn't actually buy it for myself.
I knew it.
My grandma
rich
bought it for me.
Then people say I'm rich. I'm not
you
rich.
Are rich.
No, I'm not. I'm dirt poor.
You spent like $100 on Microsoft points.
Oh, my God. How many points was that?
Well, for Christmas gifts,
wow.
But still.
I mean, seriously, I give you guys a great Christmas gift, and you know, you just
you don't
shit
see
that
me
all over the place. You just... Of course.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, you can't say that you're not rich when you bought us all like $100 worth of...
No, I bought you and Emily shared points.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but you also bought Colton and Tom and someone else.
Someone else.
Yeah, that's 5.
Points. Points.
Didn't you buy Josh an Xbox?
So, well, actually, I put that on my credit card, so...
Wow.
I'm paying that little by little.
I couldn't buy someone an Xbox because I don't know how much they're going to play it, if they'll play it, what they like. Just
listen,
like...
my brother plays his Xbox all the time, so I know it's in good hands.
Yeah, the only person that I'd buy an Xbox for would be Emily.
Why don't you?
Because we sit 2 inches from each other and play Xbox.
Yeah, but you could have dual screens.
You bitch. Yeah, seriously.
We don't have enough room for a second screen.
What about when she's not sitting 2 inches
we're
away
playing,
from you?
But we're playing on a projector wall.
So
that
when,
takes up
when
the entire wall.
Wait, Tony, I got a question. So when you're playing with Emily, are you secretly pretending you're playing with Desmond?
That's only.
Oh, I don't need to pretend. She knows.
In bed.
Only at night.
Do you scream out? Do you scream out?
It's only in my dreams.
Do you scream out Desmond's name?
I don't scream it out.
I like soft whispers. I don't like screaming during that stuff. It ruins the moment.
Exactly.
Especially when you have a soft, deep voice like mine. You can't ruin it.
He does sound like what's that guy's name? I'm trying to think of him.
You're talking about that porn star?
No. Not Lexington Steel. Leave him alone.
That was funny. I asked Michael. I said, "Hey, Michael, do you want a real black guy on the podcast?" He goes, "Is it Lexington Steel?"
Oh man!
Like he was like so excited
so
that it could
I?
Be
just
a male
like a
porn
fake black
star.
Guy or... What?
No, you're the whitest white guy we've ever known. And where's your southern accent? Why do you
it's
keep dropping
out.
It?
Yeah, no southern yeah. accent, Colton. What the heck?
Do it, brother.
It's not gonna happen. No,
he has no motivation today. I can.
You insult.
I can tell.
You got
my
a channel.
Dual screens
listen.
And then you expect me to put out.
Listen, you got to channel your inner Applejack.
I don't have an inner. I don't have an inner Applejack.
Oh no! Someone's knocking again.
Tell them you're closed.
Hey, we're closed.
Oh no!
If you're not on the corner. You're not.
Tell them you're we're George
closed.
Decay.
Don't bring your bike in
I
here,
am
buddy.
See who it is, though.
Tell him you're George Takei.
It's George Takei.
Guys, I think I just paused my recording for no reason.
I thought it was Takei.
Takei, Takei, they're all the
no,
same
No, it's back
thing.
On, though. It's just... Yeah, it's back on.
Wow. You better turn it back on. Oh, that's going to make some great work for Colton this
YOLO.
Week.
See, that's why I have to have two
I
screens.
Mean, YOLO, right?
Yeah,
true.
Thank you, Grandma.
True. Wait,
no,
I thought you
said
you
said
bought
I
it for yourself.
It for myself. My grandma bought it for me.
No, you totally said
well,
you bought
I
it for yourself.
Grandma, where is my super,
have
suit?
A super suit? I have two screens.
You sure? You sure yeah. about that?
Super suit equals extra
oh, okay.
screens.
I have a Snuggie.
Do you pretend you're a
no,
superhero? I do sometimes.
Well, what was the
I
hero?
I even once when I was young, I used to make a superhero. Didn't you?
You would make
Please,
superheroes?
You have to tell
yeah,
me what
I would
you
make
made.
Like superheroes that were never made before. And if... I don't want to tell because it was a long time ago, and I don't even remember the drawings. Actually, they weren't mostly drawings, they were just stick figures.
Wow, how creative.
Dude, I don't know how to draw. I just make stick figures and try to project them onto
Sounds really gay.
Onto whatever I can.
Yeah, high five, Tony.
Sounds kind of gay.
I tried to make the sound.
Yeah.
You can't make that perfect sound me and Tom made the last podcast when we were alone.
Oh,
yeah, because everybody else was either busy or humping each other.
Well, I didn't even have a laptop,
yeah.
So.
I did go on the website and see that. I'm just like, two people? It's like, holy crap, where was everyone else?
YOLO.
So, what was I going to say? I had something I wanted to talk about, but I forgot about it. Nobody gives a shit about you.
I don't believe that's really you.
You and your fucking SpongeBob SquarePants picture.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, there's some weird kid on your face.
I don't know
man.
Who that kid is on the faces, but.
Dude, he looks like he's getting molested.
You do look like you're in pain.
With my nose.
Why would you think that, Michael?
Why would you think he has his eyes closed and his nose scrunched up?
His nose-o?
Why do you think he's making that face? For fun?
It's for pleasure.
No, because he's getting rear-ended in the exhaust port.
Rear-ended in the exhaust port?
Yes.
No.
No?
You're funny.
No? No biters?
I hope they don't bite.
No.
Oh, speaking of biters, who watched the Walking Dead last
I watched it.
I haven't watched it yet.
You guys
I
haven't watched
it?
It was
pretty
crazy.
What about you?
Well, I have it downloaded.
Oh my god, wasn't it great?
Did Carl die yet? That's all I want to know.
No, he did
Carl
not die yet.
Yet,
but somebody else goes away.
I hate that kid.
Somebody else is gone from the group.
Is it Rick?
No, you'll find out once you watch it.
It might be a while. Yeah. I'm still on
season
two.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, wait, you haven't finished season two yet? Dude, you should have finished that a long time ago.
Dude.
Wait, do you have Netflix?
Cut that.
No, you don't. So I guess that's why you... No, don't worry. I used to use illegal sites also to watch... When I didn't have a TV in Brooklyn or had cable, I used to use this one website where I could watch all The Walking Dead. I was like, well, never paying for cable ever again.
Oh, wow.
This one place.
We haven't had cable in like 6 years.
Pirate Bay.
How do you watch stuff?
Pirate Bay?
I mean, what? Listen, I don't use Pirate Bay. It's not safe, bro. I use something else. I don't want to say
it
because
is.
I don't want
it's
the government
cut
to
out
hear
anyway.
This. And then they fuck.
Is it Kick-Ass Torrents?
No. I don't use torrents.
Why not?
I use stream from the internet.
Yeah, that's safe.
It is a safe. When you use a Mac, it's a safe.
It's a safe. You sound like Borat.
It's nice.
It's safe.
I have satellite, so
you're not
I'm
funny.
Good on TV.
Not
satellite and Netflix.
Oh, look at Mr. Rich here.
Oh,
god damn, bro!
The hovercrafts.
You cannot
can't get
afford.
Those.
Well, that's because Tony bought the first and last ever hovercraft ever made.
Why would I buy the first and the last? I don't need two hovercrafts.
No, the first and last ever... Oh, fuck it. Forget it. You ruined my joke.
You do realize that they still
first
make
come,
hovercrafts,
first
right? Serve. They didn't just make... They didn't make one hovercraft. You're like, okay,
everybody's
that's enough.
Fine.
What is she doing, Tony?
We need Emily over here. We need a female's
on hovercrafts?
Perspective.
Yeah, she'll say, Michael, you're retarded.
Dogs or something.
Apparently,
wow.
Her boss screwed
nice
her
lady.
Over for the second time in the row and gave her work on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, there's only three of them working in the entire grooming section, so they don't really have a lot to work with.
But, dude, I go to Petco all the time, and I always see only two people there.
Okay, you only have two people working... For a day.
I don't know.
No, I'm saying, like, that's how they do it. They have two people work in a single day. But seeing as there's only three of them, they can't really
so
rotate very much.
No, Tom should go to the States
and
go to
Petco.
Yeah. Or you could do the Gavin way and just get a slow motion camera.
That's expensive.
Oh, it's not.
Well,
you can find them.
Gavin doesn't even
own
that one.
I bet you eBay's the way to go.
YOLO.
So anything else that comes out? Wait, what did we talk about last week anyway?
I don't even remember.
Oh, I wanted to talk about the Iron Man trailer.
The extended look.
The
awesome.
The one that came out on the Super Bowl.
Wait.
The extended look was pretty awesome.
But what the thing is, what I don't get is why did they cut off the trailer down to 30 seconds? That was so stupid.
Because of the extended look.
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Well, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I heard everybody else bitching about why did they extend it only to 30 seconds.
Do you realize how expensive it is to have something playing during the Super Bowl?
Ah, come on. They got the monies.
It's not that they have the money. It's that they don't want to spend $1 million.
Oh, wow. They make that overnight.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter, Michael. That's still $1 million.
Well, anyway, as I was reading on, somebody made a picture of the Robert Downey Jr. looking angry. It was like, you cut my time down to 30 seconds. I cut the power off in the Super Bowl.
Wouldn't it be great if he did
like,
do that, though?
I died laughing.
No, you didn't.
It's like he has control of
all
the power.
Well, he's Iron Man, dude.
I got the power.
Oh. Well, that's true, but speaking of power, you guys have been watching the,
No.
The Let's
I just Plays met you
that,
all.
Me and Joshua have been making.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
No. Well,
no.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the Power Rangers.
We're
phones,
still trying
okay.
to figure out.
I was confused.
Yeah.
Because you didn't actually say what they were.
I said, speaking of power, what do you think I was thinking, talking about?
It could have been anything.
Well, that is true. But anyway, we're still trying to make a name up for the show we're about to do because we don't want to call it anything that hasn't
what
been
show?
Done already, like two best friends or Game Grumps. So what we're gonna do is probably make a forum this week and just let the community choose what we should name the new show. Because
we have a solid, strong community.
You don't know that. Probably we do.
That's why they never talk to us.
Well, I blame Colton on that one, actually.
You just got a promotion. Hooray!
Because
when
you're the community
happen?
Manager. Since now.
Woo! I gotta make new business cards.
Colton, it's not important. You're just the manager now. It's not important how or when, you just are.
Yeah, for now on, Colin, you're our new community manager.
Jackie Chan.
Oh, also, try to get famous people into this podcast, too. I mean, Desmond
is
famous.
Yeah, like a real black guy?
No,
we don't want
I mean, Desmond is famous, but we need super famous. Yeah.
They're icky
gross. They talk black, but they look white.
Ew.
They have cooties.
My diet keeps changing like a mofo. Come on.
Well, on.
Who, me?
He even speaks like them.
No.
Oh, God
it's like
damn
Samuel
another
Jackson.
Serious, bro? We're close, son. We're close.
Can't bring your bike in here.
We're close. I'm sorry. We're close.
Get your bike out of here.
Are you serious, bro? We're
close. Just tell him you're recording a podcast.
I know, but we're close right now. I am recording a podcast. I'm sorry.
Well, Internet, you heard him. We're closed. Well,
tomorrow,
we'll see you next week.
Back. I'm sorry.
We don't want your business.
I'm sorry. We're closed. I'm serious.
They really don't see that sign, do they?
We're closed.
Yo, bro.
Did you make it bigger?
I told you already. They don't see that sign that says we're closed. Dude, if I made it any bigger, I would need to ask for a realty loan.
You should just get replacement doors that just say we are closed.
Dude, but I just don't get it. They just constantly haggle. You don't go to Pep Boys and say, oh, listen, dude, let me in. Come on, bro, let me in.
Well, we get people like that at Domino's. They're like, come on, let us in. Like, we don't do delivery. We don't do carryouts past 10. Sorry. But I want a pizza. We'll go home and get it delivered.
At the front door?
No. Some guy actually tried that. He's like, well, I'll just have it delivered to the parking lot. She's like, it has to be a residency.
Come on, man. I'm safe.
It's for safety reasons. Come on, man. I'm safe. Like, I don't give a shit.
Just go to, like... Go to, like, a store next door.
I promise I brought the rubbers this time.
I promise I'm safe.
I brought condoms just in case.
Yeah.
Dude, but I just hate those customers. I mean, my dad tells me all the time, oh, you gotta be nice with the customers. It's like, dude, do you really want somebody coming out 7 o'clock in the night in New York to
yeah,
open
sure,
the door?
It is New York.
I don't
it's
think
like,
so, bro.
No, Dad.
You don't pay me enough. Like, nah. If we're closed, we're closed. I'm not going to open the door so somebody could buy something for a dollar.
But yeah, I don't get people like that. I don't understand why they can't see the sign. Weird, like, customers are just naturally, like,
I know,
dumber than you for whatever reason. Like, well, true that, but... But in this
no,
case,
it's
a sign.
Well, no,
it's
they
like,
just think
closed.
That they're special.
No,
they're like, well, they're closed, but,
if they're closed,
but, you know, I know that they're closed, but I'm different, so they might let me in.
Yeah, but listen, it's because we fucked ourselves over because we said the customer is always right. The customer is never always right. I mean, maybe...
Customer's always wrong,
yeah.
Bobby.
Listen, just like what Andrew used to say when he works in the gas stations, customers are not always right. I know from experience. I always got assholes trying to return stuff when clearly it's opened. It's like, dude, this thing is open. I'm not going to return this to you. You think I'm crazy or something? What if that's a... Like with our light bulbs, we can't be too careful that they connect them. So that's why we always say electrical parts are not returnable. But then they keep coming in and fucking complain about, oh, but this ain't the right bulb. Then why'd you open it, you dumbass? Now you're stuck with a bulb that you don't even need.
Yeah. And don't bring your bike in here.
That's the main... That's the main point. Don't bring your fucking... Dude, if I saw a rollerblade, I would tell you, fuck yourself,
baby.
Get out of here.
Dude, I'm on rollerblades. You can't catch me.
When I say baseball,
oh,
bat, I mean my cock.
Me,
yeah, no, I would leave after that. It's like,
oh, got him there.
Fine. I'll see you later.
Dude, if no, you know.
Sorry,
what'd be
I didn't
really
mean to
funny?
Walk in.
No. You know what'd be really funny? If Colton was wearing those 80, you know, those 80s pants and stuff, you know, those short shorts
you
and, you know,
that
sweatband on the top. Okay, if he wore that in his rollerblades while having a boombox on top of him with the song blazing doing the hustle, that'd be the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I'm pretty sure The Hustle is a 70s song.
Who cares?
Someone who cares about continuity.
What the hell
sounds
is continuity?
Like an insult.
You know, just keeping things.
God damn it!
Right.
You know what? Let's take this call. See who it is.
Do it. Yes,
put it on speaker,
shut
please.
Up,
put it on
up,
speaker.
Guys, shut up. Hello, Giovanni's Auto Accessories. Hello.
Put it on speaker.
Hello.
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 Whatever.
What's up?
Oh, he didn't care enough to, you know, answer my
call.
He's
like, oh, I didn't think he actually answered.
I think so.
This is the first
be like, oh my god, I'm on the internet. What do I say?
I got no dick!
That guy. or girl.
I bet you that. I know. Whoever called, I would post his number on the link dump, but I'm not that kind of a sadistic asshole.
I'm pretty sure
that might be illegal.
I'm pretty sure you don't do the link dump anymore for the RT group.
I'm the community manager.
YOLO.
You're the community manager, but I take care of the podcast from now on the RT site. Try to get as much people as we can.
Hold on, let me see how many actually people. How many people?
Well, ever since it's
how many actually people?
Listen, ever since
you're getting your grammar lessons from Michael.
Listen, ever since I stopped doing random addings of the group, I don't know if
plugs.
No, not random plugs. I used to randomly invite people to the group.
Oh.
To try to get the group as popular as we can.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I stopped doing that after a while. I was like, I'll let them.
Yeah, because people probably got pissed off.
No, nobody's ever
called. They're like, who's this guy Michael?
Listen, I've never ever got an angry complaint about me, you know.
Well, when you block your messages, you tend not to get those.
Yeah, that is true.
That's kind of cool, I guess. I mean, it's not a million.
Oh, cool. And that's why you're the chief administrator of Viewers now.
Can you say that in English, Michael?
Yes, I am saying it in plain English. All right,
what am I and what does he do?
Chief Administrative Viewers?
Huh?
Did you just throw some German in there?
No, I threw some Chinese in there, though.
I'm Chief Administrative of Viewers. Okay.
Viewers.
I'll go viewers, around asking, it sounded like
yo,
viewers.
Do you watch this? It's like, no, well, you do now.
just go up to the mall.
Liars.
It's like,
hey, kids, you wanna listen to a podcast?
We promise it's... We promise it's not a sex thing.
We talk about video games. We're funny. We have Lexington Steel.
Well, we got his son.
Who's Lexington Steel? Ask your mom.
Who's my mom? Well, you're
that'd be crazy.
Stone.
Like, we should just fall out of this. Guess
your dad.
Lexington Steel, Jackie Chan, and more.
Yeah, just start lying out of our ass.
We even got Howard Stern on here.
We are Howard Stern.
Well, I don't know. You're not the sassy black girl that's
not
in there. And I don't have Tila.
He's Lexington Steel. He doesn't need to be.
And I don't have Tila Tequila in front of me riding some kind of weird
like a beast.
Saddle looking thing. Dude, if she weren't lesbian.
She's not lesbian, she's bi. You can still do her.
Okay, well, that thing just got back into
bang
the
Tia Tequila.
That thing?
Yeah, no, it's actually thing. Reworded as bang, whore, slut.
I'd rather just do Tia Tequila. She
wasn't
might be
the
clean,
same thing?
Though. We never know. She was on TV. She was on TV.
Well,
it has to be her.
Well, she
yeah,
was
like
on
that's
the Howard Stern playing with herself, so... I don't know how clean she is.
I'm pretty sure they had to burn that chair.
Yeah, they had to destroy that thing. But she was on TV. She's the only one that counts.
You mean the robot chicken version of her, or just the real version of her? Because I prefer the
both.
Robot chicken version.
YOLO, right?
I know, right?
I think
just go for both.
Yeah.
What was that?
My sensor bar for the Wii fell off the top of my TV.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, you own a Wii? What kind
it's
of piece of shit world do you live in?
It's basically just an emulator. At this
I
point.
Own a Wii.
I have a Wii.
I hate Wiis.
Well, you're
they
a guy. You should
off
hate
so
Wiis.
Much. You're not funny. I hate the Nintendo Wii U.
I've just been using my Wii for, like... As an emulator, basically, really.
What do you mean by emulator?
Like
you could put games in there that...
Yes.
To emulate something, yes.
Like, for
no,
games,
but how do you do
games,
that? I don't get it. How do you get, like...
In. You can You can download, like, NES games, Nintendo 64 games.
But I could just buy them off anywhere I can find them, in the flea market, in plane trade, when it's not closing down.
Yeah, it's a lot easier just to do it this way. Then they're all in one place, and you don't have anything to lose.
I actually like buying N64 games from my N64, because I still have one, and it still works just fine.
Yeah, I do too.
Dude, I was actually going to ask the community for a suggestion on which game should we play first, Pokemon Snap or Super Smash Brawls?
Super Smash Brawls.
Did you say Super Smash Brawls?
Yeah.
It doesn't...
Isn't that what it's called? Super Smash Brawls?
Super Smash Bros.
Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Bros.
No. It's called Super Smash Bros.
No, yes.
Bros. No, Brawl. Brawl.
It's Super Smash
I'm gonna
Bros.
Check this up right now.
Yeah.
Really?
Just look it up. Edit it out.
You are gonna look stupid. You are looking stupid. You are in the current process of looking stupid.
Cats. Yeah, Aristocats. Good movie.
No, it's called. I was half right. It's Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Yeah, he did say that.
Well, I don't take words from a baby.
Alright, well, anyway, yeah, it should definitely be. Don't ask the community, just play Brawl first. It's a lot more entertaining than Pokemon Snap.
Oh, come on. Pokemon Snap defies my childhood.
It defies it?
Yeah. Who doesn't like taking pictures of Pokemon?
You mean it defines it?
Shut up, fool!
I hated it because I could never impress anyone.
Because if it defied it, then you'd be like.
Also, I don't know.
I didn't even know.
Also, I don't know if the audio's picking it up, but shout out to my squeaky chair.
Squeaky.
Yeah, that's.
Hey, whatever happened to Scruffy?
Well, he's at home with my mom and my sister. How the hell?
Well, why don't you bring him with you? He's on the podcast.
Why would I bring him with me? Every time he comes here, he barks at a customer that comes through the door.
That's the only way.
Exactly. That's because he wants to be on the podcast.
Do you know how horrible that is?
Oh, I'm sure that the customers will be so devastated that an animal is barking at them.
We're closed, wild animal loose.
Yeah.
Then just get a tiger.
All right. A tiger. I wish I could get a tiger.
El Tigre.
Shut up, Tony El Tigre. You don't count as a tiger.
Yeah.
See, you don't have tiger blood inside of you, and you're not Charlie Sheen, so.
I am tiger blood.
No, you're not. Speaking of tiger blood, we haven't played that map in a while.
Yeah, I know. It's just sitting there in my file share.
We should just play it tonight. You, me, Desmond, and Emily.
Yay.
I'll think about it.
You think about it, or you're going to do it?
I can't remember if I ever updated it or not.
You're going to think about it, or you're going to do it like I said you should do it?
I'm going to do it all
there
night long.
That's about like what time should I be over?
Be here between 9 and 10:30. That's when Emily falls asleep.
Seriously, that early?
Yeah. Gotta wait for her to go to sleep.
Are you serious about that?
I
good, I'm asleep.
No. Well, she'll usually take a nap or something, though.
See? You can make a quick
nap. She's taking a nap. We gotta be quiet, dude.
Make sure.
All right, I know
sure
you guys hate,
you,
hate me for saying
that. Much more exciting.
Well, we need some.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we'll just do it
we'll
on top
of right above her.
Just like Peter Griffin does it with his father-in-law.
Tony, I have to let you know, Tony, I am on top.
What?
So.
Do you?
That's okay.
So you. So which one is the bitch and which one is the butch?
I don't know, Michael. Which one do you want to be?
Oh, wow. Thanks, asswipe. All right. I know you guys hate me to say this, but, you know, it's getting kind of cold in here, and I want to go home. So should we start wrapping up the podcast? We've been on for, like, almost almost an hour and 20.
5 more seconds. Let's wait for an hour and 20, then we'll say, hey, let's wrap it up.
I already hit an hour 20.
Yeah, me too.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so should we start wrapping up? Tony, do you want to give up the lineup for all the stuff where they can find us at?
STFpodcast.blogspot.com.
The internet. There you go.
Everything's there.
How about STF podcast / Google / search /
find
internet
us on the internet
browser.
Now.
How about STF pod? Oh, you can search for us in the STF podcast Rooster Teeth page. You got a Twitter. What else we got? We got our YouTube channel that we try
Sims
to update as often
dying.
As we can.
I'm killing it off.
Oh no.
Oh well, that show sucked anyway.
It was fun.
You should have stuck with playing with Colton.
What?
But yeah.
Game time with Colton.
Playtime with Colton.
Yeah, playtime with Colton. Whatever, who cares?
Oh, that's what it was. Whatever.
So, we would like to thank Desmond, our special.
I think, when I get my Roxio, me and Emily are going to start a new series.
Is that it? Or...
You done?
No.
Okay.
Tony, what about me?
I was going to finish.
We're supposed to play something together.
Okay, I finished.
All right, so like I said, I would like to thank Desmond for being our guest this week. So thank you very much. The first black man to hit this podcast.
Are we going to have him back sometime?
Maybe.
Maybe next week?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if he doesn't steal anything afterwards.
I'll steal the name and everything because it's my podcast now.
It's not copyrighted. Hurry. Michael, copyright it.
Oh, shit. So you're a big,
no,
plane, so you're
come
a big
back
Hispanic
here.
Person
yep.
that works
well,
in
no,
Brooklyn.
That
now.
Sucks. No, I don't want to be.
I have two
wow. All right, well.
Shout out to Michael Jordan for his 50th birthday today. He's calmed
oh, nice.
The chaos.
Oh, very
oh,
nice.
Oh, happy birthday.
No, he hasn't.
No,
it's still
it.
Chaos over
it's
there in the
now.
Windy City.
He has to work every day, though. Yeah.
So it's
well,
just
now,
kind of the
no,
breezy
it's just
city.
The city now.
The slight... the city.
All right, so
well,
what's your second,
it,
your
shout
second
shout
out?
Buy me a monitor.
Shout out to Grandma.
You're welcome, Colton.
Grandma!
Go have fun with all your friends.
Didn't
where's my
right.
super suit?
Come on, Michael. You're slipping.
I know. Well, I know. I'm slipping in my old age.
But yeah, guys, thanks for having me. It was a lot
yeah,
of fun.
Yeah, you're
actually.
So old.
Oh, don't worry. You're going to have a lot more
yay,
fun
he's implying that I'll be back.
Yeah, we got to
no,
wait
I mean,
for
tonight.
Night.
Imply it.
Well, yeah. Are we going to play tonight?
Yeah,
yeah, we are.
I don't know.
Are
we, Desmond?
We should
play
tonight,
tonight quote
all
unquote.
Oh.
Ooh la la. All
hello.
Right, so, well, it's time for us to go. So, does somebody have a song to sing before we go?
Do 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 capital punishment.